Wednesday, December 14th, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman, making headlines. International legal practice Norton Rose Group reports that it advised 15 of the 28 project developers identified as preferred bidders in the first round of tendering under South Africa's program to procure 3,725 megawatts of renewable energy capacity from independent power producers. A team from the group's Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban, London and Dubai offices supported three of the eight wind projects named, 10 of the 18 solar photovoltaic projects, and both of the concentrated solar power projects identified as preferred bidders. Global head of energy, Simon Curry, attributed the success to the scale of its energy practice, which comprises 19 partners specializing in banking and finance, construction, projects and renewables, and is supported by some 40 lawyers. Lack of transparency during vote count in the Democratic Republic of Congo's elections undermined the credibility of results in which incumbent Joseph Kabila was declared winner, the European Union's observer mission said. Kabila, who won 49% of the vote, has dismissed concerns over irregularities and corruption. The observer mission of the 27-nation EU said that a chaotic compilation process, coupled with the fact that observers were not allowed to witness certain crucial stages, undermined the confidence and credibility of the results announced. Canada became the first country to announce it would withdraw from the Kyoto Protocol on climate change, dealing a symbolic blow to the already troubled global treaty. Environment Minister Peter Kent broke the news on his return from talks in Durban, where countries agreed to extend Kyoto for 5 years and hammer out a new deal forcing all big polluters for the first time to limit greenhouse gas emissions. Canada, a major energy producer which critics complain is becoming a climate renegade, has long complained Kyoto is unworkable precisely because it excludes so many significant emitters. Also making headlines, an outbreak of fighting south of the Libyan capital which killed at least 4 people stopped yesterday after local elders agreed a ceasefire. And polling stations open today for the second round of an Egyptian parliamentary election, with Islamists looking to cement gains achieved in the first stage of voting last month. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.